This is KCUR 89.3. Doctors say that vaccinations not only protect your health, but also the health of your community by slowing or stopping the spread of illnesses. But in Missouri, measles vaccination rates are now among the lowest in the country. That's especially troubling for families with children who can't get the shots. KCUR's Alex Smith reports.
When Izzy Lytle of Savannah, Missouri was almost two, she was diagnosed with leukemia, and doctors put a halt to her getting vaccines. The illness, combined with chemotherapy treatment, left her with an immune system so weak that her parents, Christy and Jason, had to rush her to the hospital at the first signs of a cold or flu. To stay healthy, she would need to rely on herd immunity, the collective effect when a large majority of people gets vaccinated. On social media, the family gave regular updates to the community on their daughter's condition, trusting neighbors would do their part to keep her well.
I don't know how many times it was posted, please pray for us because we're on the way to the emergency room. I felt like people knew how serious it would be for her to catch something.
Only a tiny sliver of kids can't get vaccines for medical reasons, about 0.1% of kindergartners in Missouri. But for many of them, measles can be deadly. However, increasing numbers of Missouri families have not been getting vaccinated at levels needed to help keep these kids safe. And that alarms experts like Dr. Barbara Pahood, an infectious disease specialist at Children's Mercy. The latest surveys from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention found that in 2017, just 85.8% of Missouri toddlers had been getting vaccinated against measles. Herd immunity for measles breaks down when the rate drops below 90%.
At 85%, that means we're dangerously falling from that number.
It's the lowest vaccination rate of all 50 states, and Pahood says it doesn't just affect people who aren't vaccinated. The single vaccine dose that toddlers typically get is about 93% effective against measles. But when measles enters a community after herd immunity breaks down, then toddlers are much more likely to be exposed to the virus, and their immunity may be put to the test. Pahood says that many Missouri communities are setting themselves up for measles to spread like wildfire.
We don't have an outbreak right now, but you can see it's surrounding us. It's just a matter of time for that wind to blow our way and to make that fire catch.
Measles vaccination rates in Missouri are generally higher among kids in daycare, who are usually required to have their shots. And experts think lack of healthcare access or just delays in checkups rather than vaccine skepticism are probably the biggest reasons kids are not getting the vaccines. Still, the anti-vax movement appears to be growing in Missouri. While some states have been cracking down on religious or philosophical exemptions, in 2018-2019, Missouri's rate of religious exemptions grew to 2.4% for kindergartners, up about 13% from the previous year.
Am I gonna win? Am I gonna win? One red! Winner, winner, chicken dinner!
At her home near Savannah, Christy Lytle plays Candyland with Jason and her three kids, including Izzy, who's now six and was successfully treated for leukemia. Recently, concerns about people not getting vaccinated led Christy to appear on a local TV segment to explain why getting vaccinated is so important for people like her daughter.
You always hear the comment of, well, you know, your kid's vaccinated, why do you care if mine's not? I would love to vaccinate my child and I can't.
But after the segment aired, she was blindsided by attacks on social media coming from her neighbors. One said Izzy's leukemia had been caused by toxins that she falsely claimed were present in vaccines. In the aftermath of the social media storm, the family discovered that even as Izzy's health was at its most fragile, she had been more vulnerable than they realized due to anti-vaccine ideas.
We didn't kind of realize that it had touched our community. And we've kind of discovered just recently people that we didn't realize don't vaccinate. And it's surprising. It really is surprising.
Just a few weeks ago, Christy and Jason were able to breathe a sigh of relief. Their daughter was finally able to complete her immunization schedule. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Alex Smith.